As the U.S. mission in Iraq is winding down, efforts to rebuild the nation continue, and the International Relief and Development's ICAP Aid and Development Project says it's working to help in areas of greatest need. We're joined by Milka Dinev, who is IRD's Director of Health, and also by Dr. Ahmed Hassoun. Why don't we start with you, Milka? What can you tell us about your operation?
Well, we have worked in Iraq for almost 7 or 8 years now. We have a very holistic approach to development during the transition between the war and peace. So we have programs that include health, community development, education, repair of victims of the war, and also we have a very strong presence in terms of humanitarian assistance for refugees and internally displaced persons.
What are the Iraqi government's plans to improve health care in the future?
People probably don't know, but before the time of Saddam Hussein, Iraq was the leader of health care, of public health care in the region. People from all over the region, Kuwait, Jordan, etc., would go to Iraq seeking medical care. Unfortunately, after Saddam Hussein took power, he closed Iraq to modern technology, and it was very difficult for the Iraqi medical profession, nurses, midwives, to get training and to get updated on their skills. However, there is a very important human resource in Iraq in health that needs their skills upgraded. The Ministry of Health of Iraq is doing enormous efforts working with U.S. government partners in improving health care, in making the health system stronger. One of the big problems that Iraq has is that many of its physicians have been threatened and have had to leave the country. So that has been probably one of the major challenges that Iraq and the Ministry of Health of Iraq is facing.
And Dr. Hassoun, you were actually shot in Iraq, I understand.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, in Iraq, if you get through history, there was a lot of problems that faced the health sectors in Iraq. But a lot of the problems happened after the occupation of 2003 because of the lack of the security, especially in the first 5 years. And there was an organized crime against all the intellectual power in Iraq, and mostly doctors and physicians and people who work in the universities and the School of Medicine, all over the School of Medicine in Iraq, which is like more than 15 schools. What happened one day, I was with my godfather. He was the deputy dean for Baghdad School of Medicine, and we were heading back home. And just a group of people following us, they shot shooting at us, and unfortunately he was killed. I was injured in that accident. His wife was injured. But that was preceded by a threatening messages for him. He was a dean, and at the same time he was a director of public health centers in my town. A threatening message typical received by the doctor usually said, "You have 2 weeks to leave the country. Quit your profession, otherwise you will get killed," and usually there is a bullet inside that envelope. Of course, he didn't respond to that threat because of the needs and the people needs at that time, especially after the war, but unfortunately we lost him. And this is the case for, there is uncertain number of how many specialist physicians that we lost, but recently they said over 2,000 specialists has been killed. Assassinated in Iraq, several has been kidnapped, and over 50% of the specialist human workforce in Iraq and health sectors have been left the country due to threatening of being scared to be killed in Iraq. Even Baghdad School of Medicine has to shut down over 50% of their subspecialty and specialty branches inside the school because there is no more professors to teach in that school. And this is the same for all the schools in Iraq. And recently, not only like 2 months ago, the dean of Mustan Saria School of Medicine was assassinated, and he was a brilliant surgeon in Iraq. A cancer research director 2 months ago also assassinated. It's a continuous process of drain a brain the brilliant doctors in Iraq. Unfortunately, no one knows who's behind this, but I was a victim and of that.
What sort of medical problems are you seeing in Iraq among the patients?
Among the patients, most of the medical problems that we see on daily basis are a curable medical problem, a problem that you can cure it if resources are available, if medication are available, and if you can diagnose it and catch it immediately. Like, example, infectious disease, respiratory diseases, diarrheal diseases, especially in children under 5 years old. They are very common, and fortunately you can diagnose them early and you can treat them very easily, but unfortunately this is the leading cause of death in children under five in Iraq. And the health system suffering a lot in Iraq. There is mismanagement of resources. There is a huge gap in workforce, especially nursing and physician staff.
One of the initiatives that Ahmed Hassoun and IRD Health is working in right now is in preparing a concept to work with the Medical Association of Iraq and the Nursing Association of Iraq in a continuous medical education program that will be self-sustaining, that they will take on, and that they will have the ownership of this program. We want to see that Iraqi medical and health professionals have some kind of a relicensing system, and that is something that we have experienced in other countries, and we can bring that experience to Iraq. The big gap is also funding. No, we would love to get more funding to take on this kind of program. Currently, we have been remodeling and refurbishing a huge number of health facilities, and we have been doing this with community committees that have been volunteering their time and their work, and have been creating and remodeling some of the health facilities that were in very bad condition.
Milka Denev is International Relief and Development's Director of Health, and Dr. Ahmed Hassoun works as a fellow at IRD. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.